Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. North Carolina, the destination today for former President Donald Trump. He'll make several campaign stops in the state. Vice President Kamala Harris will be joined by former Republican Representative Liz Cheney in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Sunday in Georgia, she told a church congregation that the next 15 days will answer a fundamental question.
Are we a country that honors, through our faith and our deeds, the importance of kindness? Of support.
10 states have abortion access measures on the ballot, and the Biden administration is now addressing the issue, proposing a new rule expanding insurance coverage for over-the-counter contraceptives. House Speaker Mike Johnson said there's an investigation underway after documents appeared online purportedly showing U.S. intelligence of Israeli military plans. And record weekend rain triggered deadly flooding in New Mexico, blamed for at least two deaths. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Ukraine today amid reports that North Korean soldiers are now in Russia preparing to join the war on Russia's side. In New York, jury selection begins today in the trial of a Marine charged with manslaughter. Last year, Daniel Penny put Jordan Neely in a chokehold on a subway car, says ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Penny's lawyer saying he risked his own life and safety for the good of his fellow passengers. The unfortunate result was the unintended and unforeseen death of Mr. Neely. But prosecutors say Penny did not need to intervene. Witnesses give differing accounts. Some say Neely was making threats, but there was no indication he was violent. Others saying they feared for their safety. A lawyer for Neely's family saying this case is simple. Someone got on a train and was screaming, so someone else choked them to death.
In New York, the Liberty won their first WNBA championship. They beat the Minnesota Lynx. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Two Rivers couple charged in the death of the woman's three-year-old son made their first court appearance Friday on new charges. The Manitowoc County Court Commissioner set bail at $500,000 for Jesse Vang and $400,000 for Katrina Bauer. Elijah Vu had been missing for 7 months before his body was found last month. The cranberry harvest is underway, Savannah Tome Olson reports.
David Zawatowski from Lake Nokomis Cranberry says you can support farmers by buying local, and now's the perfect time.
You can stock up this time of the year, put them in the freezer, take them out all year long, add them to your salads. You know, I like cranberry sauce and everything.
Farmers are now harvesting, which was complicated by the freeze earlier this week. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Wisconsin grows 60% of the nation's cranberries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a dramatic last-minute drive on offense and a winning field goal from their new kicker, Brandon McManus, to win 24-22 over the Houston Texans. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Gives the team confidence. Just knowing that we got to get that ball to about that 30-yard line and that he's going to be able to make that kick is huge, and I think he came up big for us tonight.
Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud finished the day 10-21 with no touchdowns, a quarterback rating of just 58.8.
You know, a lot of things didn't go right offensively. defensively, we just really didn't get in the rhythm early. Thought we ran the ball really well, but just weren't clicking in a passing game.
College football, Wisconsin with a 23-3 win at Northwestern over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawee Walker unable to score despite rushing for 126 yards.
They held him out of the end zone, and we pride ourselves on giving him opportunities to get him in the end zone. But I still thought that the body blows that he provided, the body blows that offensive line provided, are what really happens in that second half.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny, up to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler in the mid-70s. By Wednesday, it'll be a whole lot cooler with sunshine and a high in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Michael Sozan, Senior Fellow for Democracy Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to discuss Trump's attacks on democracy. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
And good morning. Welcome back to Up North News Radio, unabashedly Wisconsin, brought to you by Courier Newsroom and carried by our friends here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 7:06, nice to have you along on this Monday morning, October 21st, 15 days to go until Election Day. If you missed our last hour, you can always head over to civicmedia.us. You can listen on the website. You can subscribe to a podcast and listen to any of the episodes on demand. We'd love to have you along as a subscriber. Well, Eric Hovde did something in Friday's debate with Senator Tammy Baldwin that Donald Trump keeps doing, along with untold numbers of other Republicans. They can't stop lying about abortion rights and the conditions that actually occur during pregnancy that require a full slate of care options, not dictated by political ideology or whims. We're going to be joined by Tanya Atkinson of Planned Parenthood Action of Wisconsin to talk about that later this hour. Our reporter Selena Heller is going to talk to us about early voting in just a sec. Congressional candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley is with us as well. We'll tell you about the Packer victory, a game-winning field goal as time expired. Just a very busy hour ahead, and let's start it out with meteorologist Brittany Merlot, who's going to tell us about a forecast that continues to be dry, pleasant, and whether it's going to change anytime soon. Brittany, good morning.
Oh, good morning. The weather is going to be fantastic once again today. In fact, near record-breaking warmth once again. I know places throughout the state yesterday did hit records. Green Bay was one of them. And also, again, possibly today, we're going to hit upper 70s to low 80s. The sunshine is going to be abundant. We're going to have that south breeze a little bit calmer today. But By tomorrow, it will start to whip up once again, and our temperatures are going to slowly start to fall. We will be in the low 70s by tomorrow and the mid 50s by Wednesday. We don't really have much rain moving in, but further south in the state, early tomorrow morning, you could see some sprinkles. And then by the afternoon and evening, the northern half could see some showers moving through. So not much expected, but we do need it. Those drought conditions are getting worse and worse. This dry stretch is too long.
Yeah, it is.
We're enjoying the sunshine. I know we are.
The sunshine's nice, but yeah, at some point you wonder, I mean, are we going to need like a lot of early snow to get back to good on moisture? Are we going to have one of those winters where we're like, wow, now it's not snowing either? Or is Mother Nature going to say, no, I've just been saving it up. Here's 100 inches of snow now, Dr. Lierley.
I am wondering, Brittany, if it is possible for you to be our farmer's almanac and tell us what this winter is going to be like.
Oh, it is possible. I can do that.
Oh, good.
Look at this.
I love this.
Here's our little woolly bear caterpillar now, Brittany Merlot.
I just saw a woolly bear yesterday, too. So
of course you did.
Him,
yes.
You know, it does look like we're going to have a pretty decent winter. I don't have totals on snow just yet. I want to dig into that. But I will say we are looking wetter. National Weather Service does agree with that as well. And they're saying average temperatures. I think we're going to stay a little bit warmer than usual, which will mean a little bit more rain mixing in, especially into the early winter seasons and late winter seasons. But I am guessing we're going to get some snowfall. We are seeing strong signals shifting to La Nina, which that would put that jet stream right here for us. You're definitely going to get the cold snaps, maybe one or two more than last year, which will provide a little bit more snowfall for us.
Such a teeny tiny microphone she had to use on that little caterpillar to get this whole weather update.
I should put the video on him because I was looking it up. I was like, what is this whole legend with this pet caterpillar? And it's like, which direction are they running determines the cold, and then how big or how many black spots they have. So
wait, really? That's how we get science, huh? We just caterpillar, huh? Okay,
it's not real. But
see, you know. this is what people were watching before we invented television. We had nothing else to watch but the caterpillars as they were coming by.
As they're running.
Yeah. Rob says, good morning from Tiger 10. It's a mild 58 degrees after an 80 degree Sunday. I remember Dad telling me that the fall of 53 was a warm, dry autumn, and he enjoyed watching the Packer game. Today he's going to Clintonville. Got to get that snow blower to Adam's small engine to get it tuned up and ready for winter. And he wanted to thank Kristen for using some of his pictures on her social media sites.
So. Well, they're beautiful. Rob takes these incredible pictures, and where he lives out in the Tigerton area is stunning right now. The leaves are ridiculously colorful. So thank you for sharing them, Rob.
Yeah, and he passes on that Tony Romo thinks the Packers are Super Bowl contenders. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Romo. Brittany, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, thanks.
All right. Packers, of course, were winners at Lambeau. It was just such a fun game to be in the crowd with. A 45-yard field goal from newly acquired kicker Brandon McManus as time expired to give the Packers a 24-22 victory over the Houston Texans. They next play at Jacksonville Sunday at noon. The Badger football team beat Northwestern on Saturday. The Badger women's volleyball team swept their matches with Oregon Friday, Michigan Sunday. The Badger women's hockey team, ranked number one in the country, swept the Gophers to go to 8-0 on the season. The Badger men's hockey team was swept by Ohio State and are now 1-3 on the season. Selena Heller has been covering all kinds of VIPs and surrogates as they come through. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren was the most recent one. And you're going to hear a theme over these next few days because early voting begins in Wisconsin tomorrow. So count Senator Warren as among those who are big advocates of voting early.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, why are you coming all the way from Massachusetts to come here and campaign in Wisconsin? Because she's up for re-election this year, too. So you would think she would stay there. But she said she's important. She's doing her Massachusetts job by focusing on how important Wisconsin is. So I got to talk to her yesterday while she was in Eau Claire. And this is what we talked about.
Why is it important for Wisconsinites to vote early?
So, voting early is so important for two reasons. One is, there's no risk that something goes wrong and you don't get to vote. The second reason is, if you've already voted early, now you're freed up to go make sure that somebody else votes and somebody else votes and somebody else votes. So, vote today. Vote today. Every day for the next 16 days is election day. Now's a good time to get out there and vote.
I couldn't have said it better myself. It begins tomorrow in-person voting at your local clerk's office. Head to myvote.wi.gov to learn more. So is this just one of those, again, one of those little bus stop things where somebody just steps in for a little while and talks to a crowd?
Yeah. You know, like the Blue Wall, I was at the Blue Wall bus tour last week. That was Governor Walz.
Governor Walz
was Monday. I saw so many people last week.
So many governors.
Governor Tim Walz came to Eau Claire on Monday. So I got to go to that. And then on Tuesday, Governor Evers and Governor Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan came to Eau Claire with the Blue Wall bus tour. And they all talked about, of course, the importance of early voting, bring your photo ID, just how important that is to just to get it done early, so you don't forget about it. So you just make sure it gets done. So that's kind of the message that we're going to be hearing now for the next several days, how important that is. And all of those people there yesterday were busy, like knocking on doors and going out and campaigning and bringing all stuff around to people's doors. And so they've been busy.
Kristen, are you doing okay after all the bus fumes? I mean, every bus tour is like coming through you and you get to meet these folks as they come through egg them on to vote down ballot.
We believe that Northeast Wisconsin is the center of the universe, and people who live here are feeling that too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting so much attention. But, you know, it's really fun. And people keep asking me how I'm doing. And I'm like, this is great. I kind of don't want it to end. I know it's only going to be 14 more days.
What are you talking about?
I know, but I'm having so much fun.
But she's meeting people. She's in her element right now. You know.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, that's great. Let's talk about the voting process itself and poll workers. I was noting an article in the Journal Sentinel about the headline is right-wing activists who pushed false claims about election fraud are now recruiting poll workers in swing states. Experts say these poll workers could sow distrust in democracy and bolster court cases that would challenge the election. But I think the antidote to that is the knowledge that Wisconsin has 1,800 local clerks who administer these elections. And Kristen, every one of them hires a whole bunch of poll workers. And you talk to some of those folks who serve their community as poll workers who take the job seriously.
They take it incredibly seriously. And it's so beautiful, the commitment that they have to community. People will stop me and say, thank you for what you're doing. And I just want you to know, I've been a poll worker for over a decade, and you can tell the pride that they have in their hearts for what they're doing for the people around them. So yeah, the way we have a decentralized system helps to ensure that it is safe, it's secure, it's efficient, it's effective, and it's friendly. Those are your neighbors who are counting your votes and making sure that secure. We should really encourage more people to get out, become poll workers, and become part of this process. This is what our democracy is based in. It's our foundation.
Every 2 years or every time there's an election, I'm never not going to have this conversation without thinking of Kristen Bry and one of the videos that she put together. One of her early video, her comedic videos, was all about, an ode to poll workers and how they need more people to do this. And mm-hmm. So, of course, her theme was work the polls. Mm-hmm. And it was, it was very cute, very clever. And Selena, you've worked at Eau Claire City Hall. You definitely know some folks who work to administer these elections, both from a staffing side and a volunteer side.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. When I was at City Hall, just watching them. And I mean, they have sets of rules to follow. There's so many checks and balances, but they have worked so feverishly. And you see when the stuff comes out and for testing and so much prep work just to make sure that everything's properly working, everything's safe and secure. And Rebecca Drager, she's the former Eau Claire City deputy clerk in Eau Claire.
Yeah. Let's hear from her after the break, 'cause she's got a really good soundbite, and I want to call attention to it because so we're gonna tease that for afterwards. So I just want to keep the emphasis for these final few seconds on the poll workers themselves, and then we're gonna get to the clerks. That Celine, I'm sure you would second this, the ongoing need for more people who could be poll workers and what they need to do.
Always need for poll workers. There's, checking in people. There's all sorts of different jobs. They don't have to be hard. They're easy. You can have a however long of time commitment you want. So I've been a poll worker back in my early days. I think in high school I started. So I think when you're 18, you can start. So mm-hmm. You can be all ages.
Yeah.
So.
and again, that need is always there. And we're going to continue this discussion about the elections and why they are so reliable, trustworthy, and safe. And it was a big part of the reason why Donald Trump couldn't gain traction here 4 years ago and won't again when you're telling lies about all the good people in Wisconsin who work the polls on Election Day. Back with more after this. You're up north.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose
what is in effect a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
It was on this day 2 years ago that Taylor Swift released Midnights, and it broke the Spotify record for the most streams in a single day. The previous record holder was Taylor Swift from her Red album the previous year. The woman knows how to make popular music. If you'd like to learn more about voting, like how to register, how to do absentee, all of that good stuff, we've got information over on the Up North News homepage, upnorthnewswi.com. Don't forget the WI. And Civic Media has an incredible voter guide where Dan Schaefer breaks down all of the legislative races. Head over to civicmedia.us to learn more about that. Dr. Kristen Lyerly's with us, Selena Heller. We're talking a bit about election integrity. Thanks to all of the poll workers who are our friends and neighbors. Thanks to all of the clerks who are also, you know, our friends and neighbors. And so let's move from the poll workers to the clerks. And the one specifically, Selena, that you talked to at Eau Claire City Hall, who gives, I think, just the definitive answer on all these folks that are like, oh, no, I heard there was fraud. I think there's going to be fraud. And when you go, well, how'd they do it? Well, I don't know, but I heard there was. So you actually asked somebody about it, and I love the answer. Tell us about it.
Oh my gosh, I asked so many questions. I talked with someone from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and then this clerk, and I just fired everything at them, like any scenario, whatever. And they're like, "There's no possible way. There's nothing that we can think of, and we've tried all these scenarios, and there's just nothing we can think of." And this is her Rebecca Drager's pretty candid answer about that. Like, we try this out, and there's just no way. And so this is what she had to say about that.
So in terms of voter fraud, if you can figure out a way to do it, you're real smart. But with all of the checks and balances that we have in place, there's no way, at least from my experience with our municipality here and how we run things, that it's at all possible to go through and be able to fudge their way through to send through another ballot that's either not for them or like it's not possible. I don't know. We've tried to think of ways that maybe it could be done, but we haven't ever made it to the end. When we try to do scenarios on how it could possibly be done, we never make it to the end of that scenario because there's no way.
There's no there, and you can see it in her face. The video is up on our website. Go to the Facebook feed for Up North News and watch her just trying to give an answer, and it's just not there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could, no, that won't work.
No, that won't work. No,
but
what about
then
the space
what you
lasers?
Could do is, Space lasers.
What? Yes, exactly. No. And they're like, well, what about the Kobayashi, you know, methods? Like, that's from Star Trek, and that's fiction. Jeepers. So anyway, I'm glad you asked about that. And Kristen, you know, doing doors and campaigning like you are, I got to think people still come up and either they're like, being kind of confrontational, like, oh, it's all rigged, or they're coming up and asking you, you know, about your feelings on all these charges of elections, you know, having some kind of funny business going on.
I'm not really hearing people say that they think that the elections are rigged. I'm hearing people say that they want to be part of ensuring that elections are secure. But what I am hearing as a candidate is media reaching out to me and asking me, if, as a member of the House, a new member of the House, will I certify the election regardless of who wins? And of course, my answer is yes, because I know that our elections are safe and they're fair and they're real. But they're not hearing that from the other side. And that is something that concerns me deeply. November 5th is a day and time. November 6th is a whole other ballgame, and we need to be ready for when we hear this backlash from people who we're already hearing it, we are anticipating it, who are not going to accept the results of the election, who disagree with everything we're talking about here.
Yeah. It is something that, again, shouldn't be a thing, but yes, if it gets repeated by people who should know better, that does a real disservice to us. So when folks like, you know, Eric Hovde are making claims that they can't back up, we need to think, well, where is this coming from? And it's coming from a place where, again, there are certain people, certain candidates who want to win for the sake of winning, and then they want to take care of themselves and fellow millionaires, which takes me to one last story before we go here and then move on with our next segment. And this is a brand new one from Dan Bice in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Eric Hovde joined a California-based firm to buy a swanky 189-acre resort in Costa Rica. And Dan Bice begins by saying, you've heard about Eric Hovde's luxurious $7 million estate in Laguna Beach, California, and his $2.3 million house in Washington, D.C. that he transferred to a trust headed by his brother, and his hedge funds stashed hundreds of millions of dollars in the Cayman Islands in the past. I walked all over that island. I could not find those hedge funds. They're there. I just couldn't access them. But here's a new one. Hovde and a business partner recently bought a luxury resort in Costa Rica for $1.8 million. The international deal is briefly mentioned in Hovde's financial disclosure report that he filed with the U.S. Senate earlier this year, but it takes investigative journalists, basically. It takes a complete review of U.S. and Costa Rican property and business records to really learn the details of it. In December of 1922, Hovde Properties joined with California-based Soul Community Planet to purchase the resort on Costa Rica's Osa Peninsula. The four-star oceanfront property features a main lodge, 14 garden villas, a three-bedroom beach house, a restaurant, two bars, a beach club, and three swimming pools. It's accessible only by boat, set among botanical gardens, waterfalls, streams, beaches, a jungle, and is the most, quote, biologically intense place on earth. One night at the lodge will set you back $815. And look, it's fine. You want to buy a resort? That's fine. But this whole man of the people thing that he was trying at the debate on Friday, I mean, I watched it all. I watched him continually try to goad Tammy Baldwin into taking the bait and really mixing it up with him. She stayed above it all, except Kristen for that one comment of hers that is getting so much traction. As he kept asking about her partner and investments and things, and her line was, Eric Hovde should stay out of my personal life. And a lot of women think that Eric Hovde should stay out of their personal lives, too.
Boom. Mic drop.
There it is.
Yes. I think that Wisconsinites see right through Eric Hovde. I think the people who support Eric Hovde are supporting the Republican, and it's not really about him. I think the people who support Tammy Baldwin understand that she has been a champion for industry in Wisconsin, for keeping jobs here, for people, for healthcare. You mentioned earlier on the show, she's the one who made sure that kids, people, young adults could stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. That's been a game changer in my family and for so many of my kids' friends. So Tammy Baldwin is a real champion of the people, and the people here understand that. Eric Hovde is the opposite.
Yeah. So, and between that and what people know about their friends and neighbors who are the clerks and the poll workers, hopefully we don't have nearly the problems that folks are fearing for November 5th. Kristen, thank you so much. Have a great week. Selena Heller, appreciate your report as always. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
When we come back, Tanya Atkinson from Planned Parenthood Action.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Last Thursday, the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association signed an alliance with OSHA to help create the safest possible working conditions in the dairy processing industry. I am Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report and Rebecca Sweeney, the Senior Director of Programs and Policy for the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, explains that they are offering two training courses with the help of OSHA. We will hear more about that after this break.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and here's Rebecca Sweeney to talk about the two training courses that the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association partnered with OSHA to create.
So we've launched two new safety trainings with consultation from OSHA. One is basic safety training for dairy processors. That's a great program for anybody, whether they're day two in their job or they've been in for 20 years and they need some reminders. We're making sure that they know about all of the ways that they can keep themselves safe on the job. Our other class is to train our safety trainers to help them understand how adults learn this kind of information and what motivates them to every single day remain committed to the highest standard of safety.
Sweeney says that keeping their workers safe is the highest priority for the dairy processing industry. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some ag news right after this.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and here's a look at some ag news for today. DACAP set out nearly 9,000 traps across 44 counties to catch spongy moths, and it was shown that this year approximately half as many moths were caught, which might be showing some signs of relief from the spongy moth. In other news, the Dairy Business Association will be celebrating their 25th anniversary at the 2025 Dairy Strong Conference. That conference is taking place in Green Bay from January 15th through the 16th. With a look at your agribusiness news from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny, up to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler in the mid-70s. By Wednesday, it'll be a whole lot cooler with sunshine and a high in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real-person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie, who joins the show to discuss fall hotspots in our beautiful state. And we'll go back to the future with a discussion about Back to the Future.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is the anniversary of the birth of Dizzy Gillespie. He and Charlie Parker, they made some beautiful music together here. Welcome back to Up North News Radio on this Monday morning. It's October 21st, 15 days until the election, and coming up on 7:35 in the morning. Well, you don't have to listen to this program very long before you learn that we are not talking about the odds in this election, but the stakes. We're not focused on the horse races and the polls, but on what actually matters to voters and their lives, and not just voters, folks overall. And it's about their economic well-being, it's about their education, but it's also the state of their health and their health care. And that's a big issue before you even take it down to the level of reproductive health care. Planned Parenthood provides affordable, quality, confidential health care to 60,000 people each year across 24 different health centers in Wisconsin. But they are a lightning rod as well for those who would like to limit women's reproductive health care choices. And they're not taking that line down. Planned Parenthood Action of Wisconsin has been vocal about defending, protecting, and restoring women's reproductive health rights. And their president, Tanya Atkinson, joins us this morning on Up North News Radio. Tanya, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Pat. I'm well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And again, this is something you're used to talking about at this point, but it seems like the appropriate place to begin. What is at stake in this election, the presidential, the U.S. Senate, and the legislative races?
Yeah, thank you for that question. Thank you for having me on this morning. And you are correct. The stakes absolutely could not be higher for the state of Wisconsin. I mean, if we look at just the numbers, almost 875,000 reproductive age women could lose access to emergency contraception. More than a million Wisconsinites could lose access to abortion. And that's just the top lines.
Yeah, we've mentioned a couple times already, but it bears repeating that Eric Hovde in the U.S. Senate debate on Friday was again parroting a line that Donald Trump still continues to use, despite the many ways it's been debunked, talking about, you know, quote unquote, allowing abortions in the eighth and ninth month. I'm sure you still get either confronted or asked about that as well. We talked to Dr. Lyerly about it extensively. But from a Planned Parenthood standpoint, when you're, I'm sure, continually challenged with questions about eighth and ninth month terminations, what do you talk to them about?
Yeah, that's simply not a fact. And I think what is really at stake here is the ability for people to be able to make their own healthcare decisions, for women and their family in consultation with whomever they'd like to consult, and their physicians. They are the ones that need to be making those decisions. I think most people understand how complicated pregnancy is. And if we look at Wisconsin alone, over 65% of Wisconsin voters think that abortion should be almost always legal or always legal. And that's in contrast to only 27% who say that it should be mostly illegal. So people understand the complexities of pregnancy. People understand how critical it is to have access to the full range of reproductive health care, including abortion. And I think that's what's important is, can women make decisions with their physicians? And is the will of the people of Wisconsin being reflected in our elected officials? And it's clear that that President Trump and Eric Hovde do not reflect the values of the people of Wisconsin or the healthcare needs of the people of Wisconsin.
Right. And despite saying, you know, in the past, Eric Hovde, that he was totally opposed to abortion, he now says, and again said in Friday night's debate, that he believes in exceptions for rape and incest. And he says this very vague phrase about, you know, the woman should have a choice, you know, but at some point, and then he goes off into some other direction. But it's interesting that he thinks that that a woman should have a choice early on and not throughout her entire pregnancy. It sure sounds to me like somebody who is very open to the kind of bans that we're seeing in what, something like 21 states now?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's really important to point out the nuances of that language. The reality is women need to be able to make their own healthcare decisions with their physicians, and having, you know, time limits placed on people's ability to make their decisions is not appropriate. And at no point in a pregnancy is a politician more qualified to make a healthcare decision than a woman and her physician.
Right. And now, so let's open up the lens a little bit here on Planned Parenthood and healthcare overall, because when there after the Dobbs decision, when abortion services were terminated for a while and women had to go to other states, there were probably people as well that may have thought that, you know, Planned Parenthood writ large was closing down and maybe didn't get the healthcare services that you provide. Can you tell folks a bit more about the whole scope of services that Planned Parenthood provides at its Wisconsin clinics?
Yeah, thank you so much for that question. And, you know, we know that confusion is also part of the strategy. And people, I think, were confused about Planned Parenthoods across the country, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, whether we were open for the full range of healthcare. So Planned Parenthood Wisconsin does provide the full range of sexual and reproductive healthcare. And if you go to Planned Parenthood Wisconsin's website, which is ppwi.org, you can get a lot of details there, but certainly to name a few, birth control, STD testing and treatment. We do a lot of cancer prevention and intervention work that we understand that not everybody's aware of. We serve people of all genders. We serve men as well, and we continue to serve more and more men over time, particularly with STD testing and treatment. So there's a large scope of services, gender-affirming hormone therapy. There's a lot of biopsy services that are provided in our cancer prevention and intervention scope of services. And when abortion was suspended in Wisconsin, Planned Parenthood Wisconsin started providing vasectomy services at the health center in Milwaukee.
You mentioned as well the in that response, the gender-affirming care. And so I wanted you to say a bit more about that, because, again, I think when people look back on this campaign of 2024, among the many ridiculous things they're going to hear and play back and wonder about is Donald Trump continuing to say that boys are going to school and they're coming home girls. And I can't believe in the year 2024 that's something that any presidential candidate can say more than once. And yet it's out there. And so it you know, compels me to ask you to say a bit more about gender affirming care and what it actually is.
Well, I think the name, you know, speaks for itself, and it's a really critical, empowering and life-saving service. Planned Parenthood Wisconsin serves individuals 18 and older in providing that care. And we know if we look at the statistics for people to be able to affirm their gender is really important to their health. And we know that that there are a myriad of really, really significant consequences when individuals do not have access to that care. And so that care is absolutely critical. And when we think again of what's at stake, you know, we've seen Project 2025, and we know that that this conversation is not just about abortion. We know that Trump and his allies are coming for contraception. We know that they are coming for IVF, and really the ability for us to make our own decisions about our healthcare. So it's really critical that we as voters pay attention to the full scope of how you know, people's ability to make their own healthcare decisions is being used in this election.
Can we talk as well, going back a step, that, you know, good healthcare decisions are made by folks who have received a good comprehensive health education about their bodies and about so much more. And so can you talk a bit about your advocacy for accurate and age-appropriate health education?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that question. We also know that parents and caregivers want to make sure that their young people have access to to this care or to this information and education. And so Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin is consistently advocating to ensure that it is the responsibility of people offering sexuality education, that it does be comprehensive, that it is medically accurate. Wisconsin used to have a law in the books that would require that if sexuality education was taught in the schools, it had to be comprehensive and medically accurate. Unfortunately, that law was repealed. I think it was like 2011 or 2012, something like that. And so currently Wisconsin does not have the law on the books. And I think that underscores how critical the state legislative races are. We have an opportunity in front of us right now to, certainly elect Vice President Harris and Governor Walz to lead at a national level. And with the end of gerrymandering Wisconsin, we have an opportunity to elect a legislature that reflects the will of the people and to have really positive public health policies like comprehensive sexuality education.
And I can say from personal experience as a state senator at the time who helped pass that law that required comprehensive health education, to see it, pulled back like that by Scott Walker and cronies in the legislature was just one of those handier face moments where you think of all the other things you could be working on. Why would you pull back comprehensive education if you're all the time talking about you want to avoid unplanned pregnancies and you want to, why wouldn't you answer people's questions? And instead, we're seeing not just that limiting of healthcare rights, but that limiting of information flow, whether it's coming from books in a library, teachers in a school, gag rules on healthcare professionals. That is, long after this election, is probably still going to be something that keeps you busy, is just stop the impediment of a free flow of information to people who that information can literally save their lives.
Absolutely. That information can save their lives. That is really, really important to understand. People need information in order to make good decisions. And we know that people want it, parents want it, caregivers want it. And that when young people have access to accurate information, the decisions they make do ultimately positively impact their health. And that's why it's critical that we elect candidates who reflect those values, reflect those needs for the public health of the state of Wisconsin. And also look to how do we expand access to this care, right? We know that people believe that there should be access to contraception. So we have a whole list of candidates up and down the ballot that really understand that, reflect that, and will work for that. Vice President Harris, has been very clear about not only protecting but expanding access to reproductive health care, and push back against all these attacks, right? Willingness to sign executive orders to strengthen access to birth control. And we have so many candidates, again, in the state legislature that will show up every day to ensure that we, the people of Wisconsin, have access to the care and the information that we need.
Now, most folks hear about the Planned Parenthood clinics in the Milwaukee area, the Madison area, the Sheboygan area, but they're are other sites, despite the fact that in 69 other counties, choices are a bit more limited in terms of the full spectrum of reproductive care. So for women especially, but people who are hearing this all across Wisconsin and want to learn where maybe their nearest clinic is, or just want to talk to somebody about their potential options to learn more about their health care, what do you suggest for folks across the rest of the state?
Yeah, thank you. First of all, please do ask the question. So if you go to Planned Parenthood Wisconsin's website, which again is ppwi.org, you can see the 22 health centers that we have located across across Wisconsin. And Planned Parenthood Wisconsin also launched a new virtual center. And so people can access care from anywhere, that they're able to log on and receive that care. Planned Parenthood Wisconsin also has a service called a quarterly contraceptive kit. So individuals can also receive almost every form of contraceptive to their home, delivered there quarterly. And so all of those ways Planned Parenthood Wisconsin works really hard to enhance and increase access to the people of Wisconsin. So what I would say, the other part of what I would say is, please come and if you need healthcare, if you know somebody needs healthcare, please call, make an appointment, have a conversation, because the providers of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin are highly specialized providers. This is what they do all day, every day, and they provide exceptional care in a non-judgmental way. So Planned Parenthood Wisconsin is there for you.
Tanya Atkinson from Planned Parenthood. Thank you again so much, Tanya. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me. Take good care.
Terry.
Eagle 1490 AM.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
All right, let's wrap things up for a Monday morning with three things you need to know to start the week with Civic Media News Director Terry Bell. Terry, hello. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You know, got to go to my first Packer game at Lambeau Field in probably about 20 years or so. I got the scarf to prove it, which was
unusual. An exciting finish.
Boy, did we ever! And I was in the south end zone, and a good 80% of the game activity was taking place way close to the north end zone. No matter who had the ball, it seemed. But you know, if you're going to get the game winning kick, you know, right at you, I'll take that. That was a fair trade off.
Very cool.
The Badger women's volleyball team, not off to a terrible start so far.
Yeah, they really rebound. They stumbled out of the gates, but they've been roaring back. They had a big win over Oregon Friday, one of the top programs in the country. Nice win over Michigan on the road yesterday. Great performance from Sarah Franklin yesterday, which you always like to see. So, yeah, they're in good shape. They'll be on network television the next couple of games, Thursday and Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I know the, Thursday, 6 p.m. at Indiana, and then Saturday afternoon at 10th-ranked Purdue for the 9th-ranked Badger volleyball team. The women's hockey team is ranked number one in the country. They swept the Gophers over the weekend. They host Bemidji State this coming Thursday and Friday. The men's hockey team not off to such a great start. They were swept by Ohio State, and they are 1-3 on the season so far. All right, in talking about three things that you need to know to start the week, we've certainly been talking a lot about Friday night's Senate debate. It's one of those things that, you know, maybe a lot of people didn't catch it because it's on a Friday night, but definitely a worthwhile thing to catch and listen to, and Civic Media's got a way to do that.
Yeah, if you want to go to our special broadcast page, you can catch up on the debate, see it in its entirety. We have an article up that was written by our digital contact director, David Hyland. Digital content director David Hyland. I have a communications degree, and of course we had clips running all weekend and a few more today. And yeah, I mean, it's an important debate. It's an important race because control of the U.S. Senate could very well come down to the outcome of this one. So it got watched not just in Wisconsin, but there were plenty of people nationally with an eye on this debate.
I have mentioned a few times that early in-person voting begins tomorrow across Wisconsin. And what I haven't said yet is helping kick off that effort will be another case of VIPs swarming across Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's been a big couple of days for campaign events, and one of them will be tomorrow when former President Barack Obama joins Tim Walz in Madison. And definitely it's the start of in-person early voting that will be the subject of that appearance.
And J.D. Vance was in both Green Bay and Waukesha yesterday, I understand. Mm-hmm.
Speaking to Catholics in particular, talking about things that appeal, I imagine, specifically to religious conservative voters. And that was last night in Waukesha. And then tonight, Vice President Harris is making an appearance with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, and I understand that conversation will be moderated by Charlie Sykes. So the idea, Pat, 10, 20 years ago, if that Charlie Sykes, Liz Cheney, and Kamala Harris would be appearing on the same stage together, rowing in the same direction, it would have seemed unbelievable.
Unbelievable, completely unbelievable. And yet this has been a year unlike any other. And so we're going to continue over these final 15 days to see no shortage of the candidates themselves, as well as all their surrogates coming in. And I've kind of spoiler alert on the third thing again, early in-person voting starts tomorrow.
Yep, that's for sure. So absentee voting by mail has been underway for some time now, but tomorrow is the first time you can go to designated places in your municipality and cast a ballot right there in person. Very popular for people who are just eager to have their voices heard, or if they're going to be indisposed one way or another on election day, because you never know what might happen. You might have plans to vote on election day, and then something comes up.
Right.
So in-person early voting and, by mail is our two ways you can, safeguard against that.
Yeah, exactly. And no shortage of ways to find that out over at the Civic Media Voting Guide at civicmedia.us and the Voting Guide for Up North News at upnorthnewswi.com. Terry Bell, thank you so much. Another busy week ahead. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes here.
Thank you, Pat.
We'll talk to you a little later. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to have a guest from Western Wisconsin Health. That's the Baldwin-based hospital and clinic, talking about the ongoing challenges of providing health care in rural areas and in areas that are adjacent to the Chippewa Valley, in light of two Chippewa Valley hospitals that shut down earlier this year. We will also be joined for our daily history lesson by Dan Hagen from WJFW-TV and Rhinelander. So we have got that, and we'll certainly be telling you more about the VIP appearances that took place today. Boy, Greg, the only one missing appears to be Donald Trump, and he must be just exhausted after working that fake shift at McDonald's.
God, what a weirdo. Where's
Mark Jacob? I mean, we have Mark Jacob on every Friday. The number of mainstream press outlets that reported on it and didn't say that it was fake. They just made it sound like Donald Trump showed up, put on an apron, and started serving actual customers. When the restaurant was closed, they notified the public that it was closed. Everything was all set up and staged. And trust me, Kamala Harris had done that, you'd be hearing all about it. And instead, the fakery was not properly advertised. Methinks that might be a topic for Matt and Air on Air 2 hours from now.
Oh, we're coming up at 10 o'clock today. We're coming right here from Radio Park. We have Cliff Stanley from National Security Leaders for America coming at 10:30. And Mr. Global Matt Randolph returns to talk about oil and gas in America.
Mr. Global?
He's amazing. Follow him on TikTok. It'll blow your mind.
That is awesome. All right. Well, thank you very much. That and more for Matt and Air on Air coming up at 10 o'clock. Up North News is the Wisconsin digital outlet for Courier, a pro-democracy news network building a more informed, engaged, and representative America. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Have a great Monday.
This is the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt and Air on Air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.